I speak to you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a wonderful sense of joy which belongs to Easter and Eastertide that reaches a kind of crescendo at the Ascension. The Ascension is not some add-on to the resurrection, but it is essential to it. We can say that it brings it to completion. By the Ascension, Christ takes our humanity with him into heaven in his own human body. He shows us the way for us. He shows us that death and nothingness are not the end. His ascension signals the gathering up of our humanity into our truth in God. I go to prepare a place for you, Jesus says. That place is where he is in his eternal truth. Christ shows us the way. God, not the world, nor nothingness, is our home and final dwelling place. And in this sense, the Ascension is the strong counter to our tendency to collapse God into our own world. The Ascension reminds us that our life of prayer and praise is about lifting our world and ourselves to God, rather than reducing everything to our own terms and self-focused understandings. All of our worship, all of our prayer, is to participate in the ascension of Christ. All prayer, and especially our liturgy, is about the lifting up of our hearts to God, a lifting at which is at once our doing and our desiring. Our prayer is that we may move and shape our wills to his glory and to the good of the church and to all people. In prayer and praise, we participate in the return of all things to God, from whom all good things do come. All things are gathered back to God, in whom alone they have their truth and meaning. It is no coincidence that Rogationtide falls immediately before the Ascension in the Church's liturgical calendar. We offer back God's earth and land to him in praise and thanksgiving, as a provision blessed and for his blessing. The Ascension then reveals the true movement of our liturgy. It is the liturgy of the gathering up and the offering back to God of all matter and objects in our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. It is the liturgy of the flower arrangers, the gardeners, the bell ringers, the organists, and the choir. It is a liturgy of all who help or contribute to maintaining this sacred space and to sustaining our common life together in this place. The liturgy is more than our grateful receiving. So our liturgy is the liturgy of the Sursum Corda, the lifting up of all our humanity to God and into God. Lift up your hearts is the invitation. We lift them up unto the Lord is our response. It is for us to ascend in the ascension of our hearts, as Saint Augustine famously said. At every Eucharist, we are lifted up to the heavenly banquet of the Son's love of the Father in the bond of the Holy Spirit. We are gathered into the communion of the Trinity through word and sacrament. We find our joy in the one who ascends to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Today, on this Ascension Day, we are granted a vision of our end with God in Christ Jesus, that where he is, we shall be also. We are granted on this feast day a glimpse of the heaven of God to which we belong and in which we share now through prayer and praise and through word and sacrament. The altar stands in the center of all of our images in the chancel and sanctuary here. It is the place where Christ goes on making himself present sacramentally for us. And as we raise our eyes to heaven and offer all that we have and all that we are back to God, then by the Holy Spirit, Christ makes himself really present for us in the bread and wine of the altar, now and always. And he does so all because of the Ascension. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.